morning, everybody. Carson Horton on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Stillwater Milling Company. Well, we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
Do something about flies on your operation. Horn flies take blood meals from cattle on pasture, resulting in reduced weight gain and profits. With Altacid IGR mixed into your feed, treated cattle can achieve a 15% increase in weight gain versus untreated cattle. Nuisance flies also irritate confined cattle, causing losses in milk production. Mix Clarifly larvicide into your feed to help prevent these flies by up to 96%. Know your enemy and ask your local feed distributor for the industry leader in feed-through fly control. Altacid IGR and Clarifly larvicide.
A former FFA member himself, Steve Sinski, now Deputy Secretary of the United States Department of Agriculture, took time out of his busy schedule this week to meet with FFA members during the Oklahoma FFA State Convention in Oklahoma City. In a conversation with our farm director, Ron Hayes, on Tuesday, Sinski said he and the department fully understand the importance of the FFA organization and shared with us his message to members.
My message is just to continue on the road that they're on. I mean, they've already stepped up and they've already shown that they're leaders. Just the fact that they're here at this convention and that they're passionate about the future of agriculture and the future of the food and ag industry. And my message to them is just to continue on with that passion, that there's great opportunities within the agriculture industry. I'm so passionate about FFA because I recognize what a great training ground it is for tomorrow's leaders. And that is one of the wonderful things about FFA that does such a great job of training our future scientists, our future farmers, our future ranchers, our future nutritionists, engineers that we need in agriculture. And that's why I'm so passionate about it, but I know what a great job that FFA does.
Among the many topics touched on in their conversation, Sinski addressed some of the ongoing concerns producers have regarding uncertainty surrounding the international marketplace right now with China's threats of imposing tariffs. The renegotiation of major trade agreements like NAFTA and other matters of trade all contributing to the turbulence of today's business climate.
All of us at USDA have been working with our counterparts from all the various executive branch agencies, with the White House, with the President, and talking about the importance of agriculture trade to farmers and ranchers. And while we understand some of the need to make sure that we're addressing the unfair trade practices of some of the other countries, we want to make sure that farmers and ranchers aren't bearing the brunt.
Sinski asserts that with current commodity prices suppressed nearly 50% and the rural economy under tremendous pressure, trade and international access is of the highest priority for the industry as it tries to reverse its present situation. Sinski also made mention of his expectations for the next farm bill currently under construction. Overall, his focus is trained on supporting and assisting Congress as it works to flesh out the final draft of the farm bill, which he hopes will be reflective of USDA's fundamental principles and mission.
I think we're going to see a lot of action. Our hope is certainly that Congress can develop a bipartisan farm bill that can have the support and can be signed by the President.
You got farm news on Ron.
Preferred Sands, a leading manufacturer of oilfield sands, is calling all job seekers for our job fair Wednesday, May 2nd in Weatherford, Oklahoma at the Holiday Inn Express and Suites. We are seeking heavy equipment operators, welders, electricians, diesel mechanics, and experienced supervisors. Also, maintenance jobs and warehouse planning and scheduling, and many, many more. Salary ranges are from $15 to $30 an hour. See you at the Preferred Sands Job Fair Wednesday, May 2nd in Weatherford, Oklahoma from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Express and Suites.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.